So I'm David Slaughter, and I'm a professor of biological and agricultural engineering at UC Davis.
And you're here talking today about several aspects of using precision agriculture in weed control, and I thought a few things that you said were very interesting. One of the things you talked about was imaging with precision agriculture, and can you tell us just quickly a little bit about that?
Well, essentially the big challenge and why we don't see commercial product is because a natural environment is a complicated one, and when we see the weeds and the crop plants, they're often intermingled. And so a traditional shape-based machine vision often fails. And so what we've been looking at is more of a point-based technique that uses spectroscopy then to get additional information on a essentially spot-by-spot basis on a leaf. So you only need to look at certain key parts of the leaf, but not so you don't have to see the exact edge of the leaf. And there's a lot of useful information in the spectrum that we think is valuable in trying to overcome that hurdle and get a commercial machine.
And you also talked about using X-ray with crop sensing. And give us a little overview of that.
Well, in a transplanted crop, you often have a crop height advantage or a size advantage. But in some crops, the foliage hangs down kind of in an umbrella-like shape. And so the trick is always how can you see what's hidden behind the foliage. And so we've explored the use of X-ray, which can penetrate the leaves and detect the stem, similar to when you get an X-ray of your body and you want to see broken bones or something like that. So the technology is similar for a plant where you want to see the interior stem structure hidden behind the foliage. And so X-ray is a technology that can penetrate the leaf and use that then to detect where the crop plant is and then control a mechanical knife based upon that technique.
And that brings up an interesting point that you made as well about, you know, some may ask, why not use a laser? But you've pointed out why X-ray is better.
Yeah, in some crops, essentially the laser light, when it hits the leaves, will scatter. And so if you have very many leaves, there isn't much laser light that's then getting through to your sensor. And so it turns out that in this case, X-ray is a superior form of energy. So they're essentially both part of the electromagnetic spectrum, but it's a higher energy particle. And so you get less scatter, and it tends to be more accurate in a wider range of crops, especially ones with a central leader.
You also discussed automated in-row hoeing with GPS planting and how that works together and can actually provide some pretty accurate results.
Yeah, GPS is an exciting technology because we're seeing a lot of adoption of GPS, and in this case, the more accurate kind called RTK GPS can give you essentially centimeter accuracy. And so when you marry that with a planter that's essentially a smart planter, you can make a map of every plant that you're putting into the field. And then later on, when you come back into the field, you can use that map to control things. And in our case, we're using it to control miniature hoes and then allowing them to hoe around all the crop plants based upon the map that we created with the GPS at planting.
You said that there were some challenges to this.
GPS has obviously some challenges. We've made great strides in how precise it is. We hope that in the future the precision will improve. And that it's always a challenge bringing a metal knife close to the roots of a crop plant. And so there's still some issues there to be resolved. But it can save half of the labor cost of a hand hoeing operation, and I think that's a great start.
You also pointed out that this can have an effect on the amount of pre-emergent herbicides used.
Well, a lot of times one of the tools of choice is a pre-emergent herbicide, which obviously by definition it's put on before the weeds emerge, and so you don't know where they're going to be. And so you have to broadcast the pre-emergent herbicide everywhere just because there might be seeds going to germinate. We hope to see a move to post-emergent weed control where we only take action where a weed actually is. And so no matter what kind of energy, whether it's a chemical herbicide or a human labor or whatever, we can target technology to be smart about it and apply that energy only to the place it's needed.